England's Queen Elizabeth is in Northern Ireland today, visiting the scene of one of the worst atrocities of the period known as the Troubles, the decades-long conflict between Protestants, called Unionists, who wanted Northern Ireland to remain under British rule, and Catholics who wanted their own independence. She'll be visiting the village of Enniskillen, where in 1987, 11 Protestants were killed by a bomb planted by the Catholic Irish Republican Army. And then tomorrow, the Queen will shake hands with former IRA commander Martin McGuinness, now part of the IRA's political wing, Sinn Féin. And as our next guest says, this is something I thought I'd never see. Kevin Cullen is a Boston Globe columnist, former London bureau chief. He's very much covered the Troubles. And Kevin, you said you never thought you'd see it, and maybe we wouldn't see it because this historic handshake was going to be behind closed doors. But that might be changing?
Yeah, I was briefed both by British and Irish officials on this Friday, and the plan at that time was not necessarily to have a photograph or to do a photograph and maybe release it sometime later. The reaction on the ground, particularly in Northern Ireland, has been so positive to this that even Martin McGuinness was quoted yesterday at a press conference saying that he'd have no problem with the photograph being released. In fact, he says, "I don't do things behind closed doors." But I think we will see a photograph. I think it will be released tomorrow.
So Martin McGuinness has said that in shaking the hand of Queen Elizabeth, I'm extending the hand of peace and reconciliation. Remind us, Kevin, why would this might have been so earth-shaking that it had to be behind closed doors? I mean, we know there were the Troubles, but his part in them in particular and hers.
Yeah, I think this goes way beyond the symbolism involved, which is huge in its own right. I always said about Northern Ireland, you know, I only covered a few wars. This was the most personal one I ever covered. It was small. It was nasty. I try to remind people, it happened in a place about the size of Connecticut. And the amount of casualties was like 10 Vietnams in terms of casualties. So it was a dirty and personal war. In this case, as the titular leader of British forces, Queen Elizabeth was not just a symbolic head of state here. She was a target. The IRA wanted to kill Queen Elizabeth. The IRA wanted to kill as many royals as it could try to get its hands on. And in one very particular case, it killed the uncle of the Queen's husband and, by marriage, her cousin.
This is Lord Mountbatten.
And that was Lord Louis Mountbatten, mm-hmm. who was a very famous British war hero from Burma. He was killed in 1979 by a remote-controlled bomb planted by the IRA. It was one of the most outrageous attacks by the IRA. Like I said, beyond this, the symbolism of this, Robin, is the very particular that Martin McGuinness at that time, if you believe the British Army, if you believe the Irish Army, if you believe the British police forces, if you believe the Garda Síochána of Ireland, Martin McGuinness was the commander, the chief of staff of the IRA at the time.
He says he was not.
Yeah. But this is, like I said, we'll go down to perceptions and realities. Anybody who has briefed the Queen on this from the moment Lord Mountbatten was killed until this day would have told her that.
So this is quite something. You know, they will be joining the ranks of Nelson Mandela, shaking hands with F.W. de Klerk in South Africa, Yasser Arafat shaking hands with Israel's Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin. You know, they join this historic, you know, handshaking moment when they do this. There have been handshakes. You know, things have changed. The Troubles are moving to the past. But just briefly, your thoughts on this moment happening?
Well, I think it's going to be the iconic image of the Troubles. I think 100 years from now in history books, the image will be Martin McGuinness shaking the hands with the Queen of England. This is the first time they will meet, but their lives are entwined here. It gets down to how small and uncomfortable and nasty the war in Northern Ireland was. And this is the greatest symbol yet that it really is over and that these two islands have moved beyond 800 years of very tortured history. And in some respects, I think Sinn Féin is late to the ball. They knew that to grow electorally in the South, they had to be seen more in mainstream Irish opinion. And mainstream Irish opinion is it's time to welcome the Queen. It was time last year. This image, that will be the image not just of this week, but of this year, and probably of the historical recollections of when Ireland and Britain came together. It's going to be when Marty met Liz.
Kevin Cullen of the Boston Globe. Kevin, thanks as always.
Thank you.
Quite something. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, a look at poverty in America, here and now.